Hey, good morning. We're back here doing our Wednesday talk around. March 5th edition. Thank you for waking up with us here this morning. All right, got to do what we do every Wednesday. Got to check in with our friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Samantha on the phone with me this morning. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you're fired up and excited. You got a big event coming up here in the month of May that people can get on their calendars. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, in short 2 months. It's crazy. It's already going to be May in 2 months. But we have a busy, busy day. Wednesday, May 7th, we are going to be hosting our annual 5K as well as our bike and walk to school day. So in the morning, you can get your kids out and moving to get to school. And then in the evening, we'll have our annual 5K. Our event for the 5K, we've been doing this for the past few years where we donate all proceeds to like an organization or a group within the community. This year, we are actually going to be donating all proceeds to the Humane Society. So we have some little surprises and a little bit of new things we're going to be introducing for this 5K. We'll be introducing more of that stuff later on. We have all of our details all figured out and organized, but we're going to have it where we're going to possibly have our dogs joining the group. So we're going to kind of mix that in with your pets as well, but our proceeds are going to all go to the Humane Society that is located right over in Wahpeton. So that's going to be our little event and a busy, busy day for everybody, but it's going to be a day of activity. Get everybody out and enjoy the warm weather. Hopefully we have it by then, but that's going to be our plan for May 7th.
Getting everybody in shape, even our four-legged friends. Now, Samantha, yeah. If people don't want to run, I mean, it's a 5K, but you can walk this too, correct?
Oh, yes. I would say we have a lot of people that come in and just walking with your friends, talking, have a nice little night out, taking a walk around the town, enjoying the sceneries, and coming back to the OSPTI is always our ending spot, and we always have a little fun gathering with door prizes and just having a little nice refreshment and a little snack after that little fun walk you have with your friends, and just kind of meeting some other people you've never met or just kind of hanging out with your friends and just talking about your guys' walk or just things you have planned for the summer. It's always a fun little event that we have.
Well, and let's get back to, circle back to the walk and bike to school thing. That's always popular year in and year out. You get a lot of kids, and they get excited for this.
Oh, yes, they do. They love it. It's just so fun to watch them, even having little races with their friends on their bikes or having a little run race just to get to the sign-up table, hoping that they're going to win their prize if they have the right sign-in spot. It's just a fun thing, and it's nice even seeing not just the kids together, but seeing the kids with their families just staying active and learning the safety of walking to school. It's just a fun little event that we have, and all schools get really into it because we have a little bit of a competition. We even have a traveling trophy that goes from school to school that has the most students that participate in our bike and walk to school day. So it's just a fun little community fun competition that we have.
That day is going to be huge for you. And again, folks, get it on your calendar. It's Wednesday, May 7th. Samantha, always great to talk with you. Have a good rest of the week, okay? And we'll be following up to the event, too. We'll talk a lot more about this, but we'll check in next Wednesday, okay?
Yes, sounds good. Thank you for having me.
That is Samantha, and she is at OSPTI in Breckenridge. And again, big day coming up, Bach and Wyke and their 5K happening on Wednesday, May 7th. Get that on your calendar. It's 9:27. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
Well, at 12:01 a.m. Tuesday, March 4th, tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports went into effect. At the same time, the tariff on Chinese imports doubled. Dave Samuelson, Senior Director of Government Affairs of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says these tariffs now cover a significant portion of American agricultural exports.
Mexico's $30 billion a year in our ag exports. Canada's 29. China's been about 24. Add them up. Those three countries are half of all U.S. agricultural exports. The U.S. said they were going to put 25% tariffs on good imports from Mexico, 25% on most things from Canada, 10% on energy products. And with China, we added 10%.
He says tariff retaliation includes a large list of U.S. agricultural products.
From Canada, but starting off with a 25% import tariffs on U.S. products going in. We got poultry and dairy, wheat, barley, rye, a lot of grains. China also has a retaliation list. This will go into effect on March 10th for chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton, 15%, and then 10% tariffs on soybeans and sorghum and pork and beef and fruit and veggies, dairy products.
Many commodity groups around the nation did issue a response to the new tariffs, including the National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman Jr., who says farmers are facing a troubling economic landscape due to rising input costs and declining corn prices. We asked President Trump to quickly negotiate agreements with Mexico, Canada, and China that will benefit American farmers while addressing important issues to the United States. We call on our trading partners to work with the president to resolve these issues so that we can restore vital market access. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins spoke at Commodity Classic this week and announced the USDA's plan to distribute the economic and disaster aid passed by Congress last year. The Ag Secretary said the agency has completed the necessary review and released funds for the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, the Conservation Stewardship Program, and the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. We're still reviewing other programs to make sure that they're focused on making American agriculture the most competitive in the world. This is Ag Central.
When it comes to grain storage and handling solutions, one call does it all. Gateway Building Systems is one of the largest Brock bin dealers in the U.S. Our expert team is dedicated to creating a customized plan for your future success. Expanding your operation has never been easier with our range of Brock solid bins, grain dryers, conveyors, and more. As your trusted partner, we are committed to serving the needs of farmers. Take the first step toward success and call Gateway Building Systems today.
That's a check of our Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hello. This is your water softener talking. I love Morton Salt Crystals.
Have you fed your water softener lately? Ensure you have softer feeling skin and hair with Morton Pure and Natural Water Softener Crystals. Stop by Farmers Union Oil to check out our variety of Morton salts. Your water softener will love you for it.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Got a mostly sunny sky, 19 degrees, Wednesday, March 5th. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. New numbers indicate sheriffs are issuing fewer handgun permits in Minnesota. Bureau of Criminal Apprehension's annual report shows just over 57,000 gun permits were issued in 2024. That is about 8,000 less than 2 years ago. Total number of valid permits in Minnesota topped out at 408,000. Permit holders committed more than 5,300 crimes last year, and where 54% were driving while intoxicated or other traffic offenses. Just under 3% were incidents where firearms were used in furtherance of a crime. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
Is your